A couple of weeks ago, the world's most advanced warship, the USS Zumwalt, formally hit the water at a christening ceremony at Bath Ironworks. The Midcoast Shipyard is due to build two more of the DDG 1000 class of destroyers for the US Navy over the next several years. The program, however, has ended up being much more costly than originally intended, in part because it was drastically cut back a few years ago from 32 ships to just three. Data released earlier this month by the Congressional Research Service show costs increased again by $2 billion over the last 5 years, $450 million in the last year alone. That's a near 20% increase, sending the total program cost to more than $12 billion. Analyst Sam Lagrone is with the U.S. Naval Institute in Washington, D.C. He's been crunching the numbers. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What's going on here? How did this program get so costly?
Well, what's surprising about these figures is the program was completely restructured back in 2010 when it did its last reduction. And that was supposed to set a relatively stable baseline for cost. But a 20% cost increase for the entire ship program is a little startling when you look at it all at once.
So on top of the fact that, okay, that it's more per ship because the program's being shrunk to three ships, that's going to drive up costs. What other factors are driving up costs? And what are the unanswered questions, really, as far as you're concerned?
There's a couple of things that could potentially drive up cost, but, I mean, it could be really pretty much anything. I mean, it could be cost of labor, cost of materials. It could be development of new systems the ship wouldn't be including. The problem that we're looking at right now is that we just really don't know. It's really unclear as to why these cost increases have happened. Secretary Stackley, who's in charge, essentially the Navy's chief shipbuilder, talked to us a little bit back in March and blamed sequestration also said that cost growth could be occurring or will be occurring because of the accelerated timelines. But as far as a level of specificity of, you know, whether this is labor or systems problems or cost increases or material increases, the Navy hasn't been terribly forthcoming as to why these costs have increased. Specifically, $450 million in the last year. That's about the cost of one of the Navy's littoral combat ships that they're currently building.
It's obviously a subject of interest to people in Maine. BIW is one of the state's biggest single employers. The two remaining Zumwalt-class ships are due to be built in Bath. What are the implications for the shipyard?
The yard shouldn't be affected very much by these kind of cost increases. I mean, the program is pretty much well underway. But again, there's still so many unanswered questions as to why these costs have gone up on this. And time is going to tell on exactly how these are going to, you know, impact the service and impact the Navy. I mean, I anticipate that all three of these ships are going to get built.
We're at $12 billion now, more or less, for the program. Two more ships to be built. Would you bet on it staying within the $12 billion figure?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, that's the problem. It's there's so many unanswered questions, and cost growth in shipbuilding can be pretty standard. It can be pretty normal, especially for a new type of ship, and especially for a class of ship that's so different and so full of technical advancements like the Zumwalt class. So, I mean, there can be all manner of unforeseen, you know, cost increases or manufacturing problems or manufacturing difficulties or challenges. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a problem with the way that things are done. It's just figuring out how to do it and figuring out how those ships can be assembled and how they work. I mean, that can be expensive.
All right. Well, Sam Lagrone, many thanks for talking to us.
Not a problem, Tom.